This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
I mentioned earlier to you that Bane de Blasio has shut off his city, cordoned off New York City to outsiders. You'll have to pass through checkpoints, show your papers if you want to come to New York City. Well, there's a man who's up there broadcasting every day out of New York City. He used to drive a cab up there, and he's the host of Fox Across America every day from 12 to 3 on Fox News Radio. Jimmy Failla, my man, the commandant of the Zeoli Navy. How are you, brother?
We're back in port. The Navy is back.
Sure are.
I love de Blasio with these checkpoints, by the way. You mentioned that. He's doing this as if anybody wants to come here. Nobody wants to come here right now with him running this party. And the thing is, this is like me putting up a barrier outside my house so Beyonce doesn't climb into my bedroom. Like, it wasn't happening. You understand? we're defending against things that are never going to happen, you know?
And it's true. It's like you look around and you go, who's trying to come to New York City right now? I think it's literally the last place I would want to go at this point if I had to go anywhere. No offense, Jimmy, but it's the last place I'd want to go. If you said, come to New York, let's have a drink together, I'd go, no, that's not even an option. We're not doing that.
Yeah. Have you seen, I'm not even kidding, because I did spend a lot of time driving a cab, and the way my radio show is going this week, I'll probably be driving a cab again soon. But no, for real. I don't know if you've seen, like, New York City above, like, 125th, like, Morningside Heights. Like, Morningside Heights is where SEAL Team 6 goes to get scared. Like, it's bad, man. You have to see it. Like, chickens in the street, garbage everywhere. It's like, we just gave up. And, like, that's, I think, the big challenge for New York right now is we're normally all worried about, like, terrorist attacks. But I think at this time around, a terrorist would show up and think somebody already hit the place and just leave.
Maybe that's weird. The defense plan they have in place right now.
Yeah, they're like, we're faking them out. This is like, you know, the old Bugs Bunny thing where they would like paint a picture on the side of the road of another road, and then the bad guys would run into that. It's kind of what we're doing.
We're trashing New York City so the terrorists go, all right, our job's done here. Let's go back.
We got them. It's crazy.
It's a damn shame what's happened to that city. My dad used to be a cop up there, and he used to tell me stories of what the Lower East Side was like in the 1970s with shootouts in the streets and everything. And that's exactly what's going on again in New York City. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's this is who's being hurt the most. It's like, I feel bad for the people who manufacture the video game Grand Theft Auto because no one's buying it anymore because they get to live it every day. Like, we used to sell, you know, 2 million copies of that game a year. But now it really is. Like, if your dad was a cop in the 70s, it's like throwback Thursday. He would totally get it because it's bad, dude. Like, my brothers are city cops, too. And I can tell you a really, like, really quick, a funny story that, you know, as a guy who grew up doing stand-up comedy, my one brother was in Midtown North, and he called me up the first day on the job, like, to, you know, wish him good luck and all of that. And our days were, like, identical. It was, like, amazing. I was like, you know, hey, man, how's it going so far? He was like, good. I just spent the last 2 hours trying to see if this guy had weed on him. Then I was following a hooker for 2 blocks. And I was like, oh, my gosh, me too. You know? And so awkward.
Me too, but for totally different reasons. The exact opposite reason.
Yeah, but
well,
I get it. I feel
all right, now, are you doing your Fox News radio show, Fox Across America, from 12 to 3 every day? Are you doing that in the Fox News studios?
No, they have me in a home studio on Long Island because we're doing like a socially, you know, social distancing thing.
Right.
So they have our building at like 5% capacity right now. Like most people you're watching on Fox are broadcasting out of their living rooms. Like right now for the last 2 months, Fox looks like OAN. you know, does normally. Like, everybody's home. I'm just kind of hanging. See a dog walk by in the background. It's bizarre.
Yeah. I didn't realize Ainsley had a horse. Who knew? You know what I mean? It's like in the living room of all places.
I got to play defense because, you know, my kid is like, he's like me. He's 11. I got to make sure he doesn't, like, walk through the Fox Nation feed with a beer in his hand or anything. People starting to talk. You know what I'm saying, Zioli?
Here, Daddy. Here you go. Wet the whistle, Daddy. Take your medicine.
Hey. Yeah. Well, I give you a lot of credit for saying the beer was for me. Thank you for that vote of confidence.
Just trying to help, my man. Just trying to help. Jimmy Failla, I'm telling you right now, it's like with me, I mean, I'm doing the show from home. We got kids. You know, I got a five-year-old, as you know. I got a three-year-old. I got a newborn baby. At any moment, one of them, the scream pierces through the radio, and cats will scream. Windows will break and shatter. My producer's got to dump that. I'm not worried about dropping a swear word. I'm worried about some kids screaming their head off because they're not getting a snack. This is the new reality here.
Somebody rage quitting a game of Fortnite. I've been there, like the home broadcast. Like my kid will lose his mind because he got killed on Xbox. And then, you know, what happens is, like, I feel bad for, like, the spouses in this scenario. Because, like, you're in a position where you're just trying to concentrate and you mean well. But if she, you know, he starts yelling and she starts yelling, you wind up getting mad at both of them. It has nothing to do with her. Like, it's really my wife is trying to do her job. But that's no consolation. Like, when you can't, you know, you lose your train of thought because someone's screaming about a Fortnite dance. It's a tough time right now, Zioli. It really
is. I get it. I have banged on the windows before. I look like Jack Nicholson. I'm like, everything. So, Jimmy, let me ask you this now. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, this guy's a real trip. He's begging people to come back from the Hamptons. He knows that they're paying more. They're going to pay more in taxes because of him. But he's trying to lure them back. He's offering them free meals and free beverages while acknowledging his policies of high taxes literally drove them the hell away. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. Like, anybody who is spending, like, you know, $28,000 for a weekend rental in the Hamptons can probably afford food. Like, it's not really much of a come on if you're going to throw them a surf and turf, number one. Number two, I mean, the quality of everything is, again, it's so much better out there where they are. So, yeah, I appreciate the fact that they're at least on some small scale acknowledging what they've done wrong. But I don't think they're capable of, like, the self-inflection of realizing just how much they've done wrong. What I mean by that is, like, people, like, the city really is bad. Like, we were joking about it off the top. Nobody wants to be here. Like, they don't feel safe because they've obviously undermined the cops to the moon and back. And the cops are afraid to do their job because they don't want to be scrutinized. They don't want a cell phone camera in their face at every turn. It is, in fact, filthy. I mean, if you look at, like, most of the midtown businesses are all boarded up and banged out. And, you know, it's depressing. And, you know, to say depressing in a town where the Knicks have played for the last 50 years, like, we're good at coping with depression. But this is a different level of depression. It's bad. And, you know, the people in the Hamptons, that's what he doesn't understand. It's like, they don't care. Like, they're living in their own level of life where they have the money and the means to not be affected by this stuff. And that's the whole point of the Hamptons for them. It's like, remember that? It was like, what was it, like Panic Room or whatever, that movie?
Oh, yeah, with Jodie Foster. You everything would lock down and you just stay in your room.
Room. These people have Panic House where they leave New York and go to the Panic House, usually like via helicopter. And they're just hanging out, living their best life. I mean, I'll take his free food, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think the average Hamptonite is coming back to Manhattan for mozzarella sticks.
No, the average Hamptonite still, well, by the way, the governor said chicken wings are not a meal, so it doesn't even count. For some reason, lettuce is a meal, but chicken wings are not. I mean, you know, Governor Kenny Banya up there in Albany making dictates on what constitutes a meal or not.
That's my, well, listen, there's been a lot of issues with his descriptions because he's also described his brother Chris as a journalist. And I think a lot of people would take exception to Chris Cuomo being a journalist. Come on.
That's well put. Well, I'm excited that you're going to be guest hosting next week for me on Thursday and Friday. Thank you for doing that. It's an honor to have you in here, so I appreciate that.
Listen, when I found out WPHT doesn't drug test, I was like, no, I will absolutely be. No, I'm kidding. I'm thrilled. Come on, I'm honored.
But we are going to give you a cognitive test, all right?
Yeah. I know it's necessary. But no, the Zeoli Navy is coming, and I'm pumped up. And, you know, we do expect some type of reciprocation down the line. You have to, you know, you have to guest host the Jimmy Fallon show, Fox Across America.
It would be an honor. It'd be an absolute honor to guest host the Jimmy Fallon show. Of course, I'd be honored. Now, you're going to, Greg Stocker, the executive producer, will be here with you next week. Now, I notice on your show a lot of times you'll do things like, what's the best Rocky movie? Greg has terrible taste in movies. Yesterday, we did the worst Schwarzenegger movies because they want to ban Kindergarten Cop because, you know, it's politically incorrect now. But you recently asked people what the best Rocky movie is. Stocker over here thinks the best Rocky movie, I kid you not, Jimmy, Rocky V. He loves that street fight in Kensington.
That's
true story.
Tommy Gunn.
Not true.
Rocky V was the first film where the theater charged you to get out. There was no ticket to get in.
That's not true. Rocky IV is the best one.
Oh, well, you know why? Because we're all of that age group with, like, the Russian Cold War. Yeah. Where we grew up, you know, like, it was like a boxing version of Red Dawn for us. So, yeah, like, it's really funny. Like, every congressman, like, I interview, like, a guy like Matt Gaetz, who's, like, around our age, he's on my show yesterday, same thing, loves Rocky IV, because that's, like, his era. But if you get an older congressman, like Jim Jordan, a little bit older than Gaetz, says it's Rocky I. But I'll have you know, Sean Hannity was on the show and says it's Rocky VI, you know, the one where he gives his son the speech about he's still got a little bit in the basement or whatever the heck he talks about.
Wow.
And did like a Rocky VI. Yeah, that wasn't even like eligible. That was a wild pitch even by Fauci standards.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even called Rocky. It's called Rocky Balboa. It's a whole different movie as far as I'm. It's a whole different chain of movies.
It was absurd. I mean, listen, I kind of get into it. I don't want to upset the Philly people because I love, as you know, I love Philly because Philly is like what New York used to be before it lost its grit and its character.
Yeah.
You know, you still got, you know, you guys have great sports fans. Like, it's amazing that they banned them from the stadiums. I don't think that was for Corona. I think that was for other safety reasons. But I still love them.
Well, you know, they don't want a battery chucked at somebody's head that might have the coronavirus on it. So that's a problem. You know, you got to wipe it down with Lysol wipes. And you can't get Lysol wipes. So that's, you know, it's an issue.
And that is the thing, because even if there's no corona, if you get hit in the head by a battery and die, they're going to be like, oh, it's corona. I mean, we know how that works now. It's
They'll crazy. Definitely list that as a COVID-19 related death. No doubt about it. Without question. Well, Jimmy, listen, buddy, thank you for coming in next week. Tune in, of course, today, 12 to 3 for Jimmy Fallon's show, Fox Across America on Fox News Radio. We'll talk to you again soon, my man. Appreciate it.
Next week, man. I'm excited. Everybody get
next
their game
week.
Face on the Zeoli Navy. We're coming
Thursday
in.
And Friday. Bring the thunder and also bring drugs.
No, we'll come on.
Listen, I'm showing my best Tide Pods for that one. Get in the zone.
You're living your best life, Jimmy Fallon. You're living your best life.
See you guys. Miss you already.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.